Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. May the Lord bless you, and I hope that your day is going well so far. Every day when we wake up, we have a lot to thank the Lord for. But yes, we find inspiration in His Word, and for today, I had this thought that came to me a while back when I was reading in the Old Testament about the children of Israel. And so maybe I'll read a portion here in Exodus chapter 14. It's when the children of Israel were leaving Egypt, and the Lord was helping them away, but at the same time the Lord was also hardening Pharaoh's heart so that he wouldn't let them go. And so at this point where I want to start reading, they had already left, and that's Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, he was pursuing after the children of Israel. And so let me just start in verse 9. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pihahiroth before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye, stand still. Excuse me, I'll read that again. Verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forth. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will give me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the hosts of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the hosts of the Egyptians, and took off the chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand up over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. So, yes, we see a great work that the Lord did here, but the verse that stood out to me was, let's see here again, it's verse 13, where the people would have rather, when they saw that they had the sea before them and the Egyptians were coming, and they had no, it would appear to them like they had no escape, that they started blaming Moses and saying, you know, why did you bring us here? Did you just bring us out to the wilderness to die? Weren't there graves enough in Egypt? We would have been happy to serve the Egyptians. And but before, you know, before the Lord brought them out of Egypt, they were being treated very harshly, and they wished for to be released of that, be set free. And yet now that it's happening, they can't trust the Lord. And so here in verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. And the application I make here for our lives is I've been looking at scriptures that talk about standing still, and really what does that mean? And from what I read, from what I can understand and interpret, is that now in our time, we also come across hard times and where everything looks so dark and looks like it's hopeless. But the inclination of a person is to try to find a way out or to claw his way out himself. And so I take this, what the Lord told Moses to tell the people, I take it that we should also be listening to that. When we feel like we're overwhelmed, we should stand still. I think that oftentimes we can't hear what the Lord's directions are or what the Lord is telling us, and because all we see is fear. All we see is danger, and then we fear, and we forget that the Lord is much greater than all of anything that comes, that is before us, that seems like a mountain or seems like a impossibility. I like the way it says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And as we, this in this example here of the children of Israel, we saw that they were saved by the Lord from the Egyptians by the water. And so I want to take that encouragement or that admonition here that we too should stand still, and that means we should stop. It doesn't mean that you should stop and not do anything. It just means that you should stop your own efforts by your own hands. By man's efforts don't get us much, because they don't get us far. But we need to stop our own struggles from doing our own can't think the word right now, but our own ability, and allow the Lord to work his miracle, to allow the Lord to work his salvation, and we will see a great salvation. So anyone that's discouraged or is having a hard time right now, going through a hard trial or whatever, just stand still. Stop trying on your own. Look to the Lord and listen to what the Lord has to say. In verse 14, Moses tells them, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." So that's my encouragement and inspiration for today. And we'll talk again tomorrow.